An I on campus. I on campus. I think it'd be a lot of fun to have an I on campus. Take a video camera and go here, go there, you know, taking pictures of the various buildings and maybe Ingeborg sitting in her room there working on her mailing stuff and Sylvia at her abbot's desk and Ellen at her president's desk and Anita at her proctor's desk and whatever else she's doing, and show the insides of the embassy, the monastery, the hermitage, the Shangri-La, and the oasis, as well as the retreats. It'd be kind of interesting. That way, when I have figured out how to use the Mac, it has built into it a program that you can edit your video and put in, you know, phrases and words and what have you, and put it right on the net, on the internet, as a streaming video, audio video thing, which I think would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And people could look at it and they could say, oh, there's nothing there. That's just a couple of little buildings, you know. 104 acres? Why, look at what the Vatican did with their 84 acres, you know. And 104 acres, my goodness, they should have, you know, all sorts of things there. But we don't. But we have nice buildings here. And we have nice grounds. We have nice meditation paths. And we have nice recreational facilities. And we have lots of beautiful things. So I think it'd be kind of fun to make up a audio video of that and make copies available to our students around the world and put it on the internet so that when people want, they can pick it up and look at it and see it. It doesn't have to be long, because what you do is you take sufficient of everything and then you just clip out a few a minute of this and a minute of that and a minute of something else, you know. And rather than having a two-hour video on the internet, because that would be quite a bit of demand on people's computers to bring it up, I think. Now, maybe not. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. The way Apple describes it, it sounds like it's the easiest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But then again, everything is described as the easiest thing in the world. It's a matter of application of it. But I think an eye on campus would be kind of nice. And we can take a picture of pictures where we had some, you know, nice activity, like just a shot of the ordination, you know, and a shot of, you know, you guys down in Linwood there as you were having your ordination, the three of you, and stuff like that. So it would make quite a nice little story. And then who said they were going to write the script for it?
Well, John.
John, okay. Oh, John, yeah, that's right. John's going to write the script for it. So we'll have to send him a copy and have him write the script and also narrate the script. Hello, Dad, this is John from England. I'm speaking to you now no longer as a Kiwi, but as a British Island subject, as the monarch subject, you know. On the so that'd be interesting too, wouldn't it? But who knows what John would come up. He might come up with some very fantastic ideas. Mm-hmm. He certainly has moved from one direction to another, hasn't he? And this is what happens to many people. When they go on vacation, they forget all about the people at home. And when they come back from vacation, they forget all about the new friends they made on vacation. And they may never write to them, you know. They never may contact them again or something like that. That'd be interesting to see how that works. But that is how these things function. That's not a bad idea. Interesting idea. So we'll have to find out when you guys are working and then take some pictures of you. So I guess you have your hours here for the uni work from when to when. When does uni work take place? Oh, this is another one. What's that doing in my box? That's the absolute free time. No wonder I didn't see any work.
Two to six. 6:30.
2 to 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would give me plenty of time to shoot pictures of industrious monks being industrial. Yes?
A film, you mean?
To shoot.
Oh, I thought film.
Well, what are you talking about?
I thought you film camera.
Yeah, film.
Yeah.
Yeah, to shoot. You shoot with a film camera. And you shoot with an ordinary camera, too. And, but here we'd have video. And I'd say, well, Anita, what are you doing here? I haven't the slightest idea. I've been working at this job for 2 weeks now, and I haven't had anyone explain to me what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Figures. Ingeborg, what are you doing here? Well, I'm supposed to be putting labels on these things here, but the machine is broken down, and I'm supposed to wait until they fix it, so meanwhile, I'm outside watering my garden. I figured I'd raise some vegetables there, since the amount of water we put on the vegetables is less than the cost of buying vegetables in town. And then I can raise also a good batch of weeds, too, along with veggies, you know. But, no. That would just all be very interesting. It'd be very interesting. What would we have Sylvia do? Well, that'd be a good question. What would we have Sylvia do? Well, we'd have her sit at her desk and look pious. Could you sit at your desk and look pious, Sylvia?
Pious, yeah, especially pious.
Pious, yeah. Good.
Okay. Maybe smiling.
Impudous. Impious, yeah. Okay, now I got the new date here of what's going on. What's that?
I don't have one. Too.
You don't have one? Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that everyone should have one. So that's my story on an eye on campus. Now, if anyone has anything to add to that, add. If not, when I'm taking the picture, tell me about it.
In the kitchen, cooking.
Yes, in the kitchen cooking and that sort of stuff be good too. Yeah, I have 30 seconds left. So that's why I say if anyone has anything to say, say it now or forever hold your peace. No comment? Okay. So, I love you and so it is.